Welcome to Zichud Av Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldreyer and Dr. Mezechus Yavamas, Daf Kuf Yud Av, the 13th Perek Beis Shammai. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Av stated that if one was married to a katana and a chareshes, then ain bias achas mehen poteret tzarasa. Relations with one of them does not release her tzara. The Gemara asks, what's the tikkun for these women? Meaning, how can they be released from their zikas so they can marry other men? Rav Chisa said, in the name of Rav, konas achareshes umotzia baget, the Yavam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce her with a get, and the Katana should wait until she reaches adulthood and then perform Chalitza. Rashi explains that he must divorce the Chareshes because the Chalitza of the minor makes him forbidden to the Chareshes. Rav Chisda said, you can infer from this that Rav holds under rabbinic law, Chareshes Kunuya Umashireres, Katana Kunuya Ve'ena Kunuya. A Chareshes is the one who's partially acquired and partially left unacquired, and the Katana is the one where there's a doubt whether she's acquired or not. For if one thought it was the other way around, why does Rav say that the Yavam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce her? She should be allowed to continue living with him if her marriage is in doubt. For if she was fully acquired by her original husband, then she was fully acquired by the Yavam. The Zik has been fully dissolved and the Katana's Chalitza has no effect on it. And if the Chareshes was not acquired by the original husband at all, Hanachris ba'amahi, then she's a total stranger and is not Yavam in the first place. Therefore, the Katana's Chalitza has no effect on her marriage to the Yavam. Rav Sheshes brings up proof that Rav Chisda is correct. Point number two, the second Mishnah on the Daf states, Yavam katan shabal Yavam katana yigadlu zeim ze. If a minor Yavam had relations with a minor Yavama, we wait until they grow up together until they reach adulthood. Rashi explains that there's nothing that can be done since get katan ain't no get. The get of a katan is not a get. In the meantime, they are permitted to live together. And point number three, the Mishnah continues, Baal Yavama Gadoa to Gadlenu. If the minor Yavam, who is above 9 years old, had relations with an adult Yavama, we wait until she raises him until he reaches adulthood. The Gemara questions how the minor Yavam may have relations with the Yavama. For the Pasuk states, L'hakim l'achiv shem, to establish a name for his brother, and he's not fit for this. Abaye answered, the Pasuk states, Yavama yavo aleha, her Yavam shall come upon him, which implies kodu, whatever his age is. Rava answered, the Pasuk's not need to teach this, for is there any case of Yibum, where the time the Yavama falls to Yibum, she's forbidden and later becomes permitted? That can't be, for Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol Yavama she'ein anikor b'shas nafila, Yavama yavo aleha, hari ke'esh ha'ach she'esh l'banim ba'asura. Any Yavama to whom I cannot apply at the time she falls to Yibum the Pasuk, her Yavam shall come upon her, is considered like the wife of a brother who has children and she's forbidden to him. If the minor Yavam was not permitted to the Yavama, then he would be forbidden to her after he becomes an adult. When the Gemara suggests that perhaps this should be so, it answers that the Pasuk states, Ki yeshvu achin yachdav, when brothers dwell together, which implies afio ben yom echad, even a one-day-old brother is eligible for Yibum. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph stated that if one was married to a katana and a chareshes, then ein bias achas mehen poteret tzarasa. Relations with one of them does not release her tzara. The Gemara asks, what's the tikkun for these women? Meaning, how can they be released from their zikas so they can marry other men? Rav Chisda said, in the name of Rav, konas achareshes umotzia baget, the Yavam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce her with a get, and the Katana should wait until she reaches adulthood and then perform Chalitza. Rashi explains that he must divorce the Chareshes because the Chalitza of the minor makes him forbidden to the Chareshes. Rav Chisda said, you can infer from this that Rav holds under rabbinic law, Chareshes Kunuya Umashireres, Katana Kunuya Ve'ena Kunuya. A Chareshes is the one who's partially acquired and partially left unacquired, and the Katana is the one where there's a doubt whether she's acquired or not. For if one thought it was the other way around, why does Rav say that the Yavam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce her? She should be allowed to continue living with him if her marriage is in doubt. For if she was fully acquired by her original husband, then she was fully acquired by the Yavam. The Zik has been fully dissolved and the Katana's Chalitza has no effect on it. And if the Chareshes was not acquired by the original husband at all, Hanachris ba'amahi, then she's a total stranger and is not Yavam in the first place. Therefore, the Katana's Chalitza has no effect on her marriage to the Yavam. Rav Sheshes brings up proof that Rav Chisda is correct. Point number two, the second Mishnah on the Daf states, Yavam katan shabal Yavama katana yigadlu zeim ze. If a minor Yavam had relations with a minor Yavama, we wait until they grow up together until they reach adulthood. Rashi explains that there's nothing that can be done since get katan ain't no get. The get of a katan is not a get. In the meantime, they are permitted to live together. And point number three, the Mishnah continues, Baal Yavama Gadoa to Gadlenu. If the minor Yavam, who is above 9 years old, had relations with an adult Yavama, we wait until she raises him until he reaches adulthood. The Gemara questions how the minor Yavam may have relations with the Yavama, for the Pasuk states, L'hakim l'achiv shem, to establish a name for his brother, and he's not fit for this. Abai answered, the Pasuk states, Yavama yavo aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies kodu, whatever his age is. Rava answered, the Pasuk's not need to teach this, for is there any case of Yibum, where the time the Yavama falls to Yibum, she's forbidden, and later becomes permitted? That can't be, for Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Kol Yavama she'ein anikor b'shas nafila, Yavama yavo aleha, Harika Ishas Ach, she ishul banim ba'asura. Any Yavama to whom I cannot apply at the time she falls to Yibam the Pasuk, her Yavam shall come upon her, is considered like the wife of a brother who has children, and she's forbidden to him. If the minor Yavam was not permitted to the Yavama, then he would be forbidden to her after he becomes an adult. When the Gemara suggests that perhaps this should be so, it answers that the Pasuk states, Ki Yeshvu Ach Yaktov, when brothers dwell together, which implies afil ben yom echad, even a one-day-old brother is eligible for yibum. All right, so now we go to Simon Dov Kuf Yadolf, and our standard simon is a kayak. A kayak, so here goes. The Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana, and a bigger one with an adult Yavama taking her Yavam Katan out for the day. Once again, slow motion. The Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, kayak, that must be one Duff Kuf Yod Aleph. The Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph stated that if one was married to a Katana and a Chareshes, then Ein Bias Achas Mehem Poter Tzar Tzar. Relations with one of them does not release her Tzar. The Gemara asks, what's their Takana? Meaning, how can they be released from their Zikas so they can marry other men? Rav Chisda said, in the name of Rav, Konas Chareshes Amotziya Beget V'Katana Tamtin Ashitagdil Takos. The Yavam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce with a get, and the Katana should wait until she reaches adulthood and then perform Chalitza. Rashi explains that he must divorce the Chareshes because the Chalitza of the minor makes him forbidden to the Chareshes. Rav Chisda said, you can infer from this that Rav holds under rabbinic law, Chareshes Kanuya Umishiyureres, Katana Kanuya Ve'ena Kanuya. A Chareshes is the one who is partially acquired and partially left unacquired, and the Katana is the one where there's a suffix whether she's acquired or not. So the Yavam who left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana. Which reminds us, the second mission on the Daf states, Yavam Katan Shabal Yavama Katana Yigadlu Zem Zeh. If a minor Yavam had relations with a minor Yavama, we wait until they grow up together until they reach adulthood. Rashi explains, there's nothing that can be done since get katan ain't a get. The get of a katan is not a get. In the meantime, they are permitted to live together. So the Yavam who left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Yavama Katana he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana, and a bigger one with an adult Yavama taking her Yavam Katan out for the day, which reminds us. The mission continues, Ba Yavama Kadola Tekadlenu. If the minor Yavam who's above 9 years old had relations with an adult Yavama, we wait until she raises him until he reaches adulthood. The Gemara questions how the minor Yavam may have relations with the Yavama, but the Pasuk states, L'hakim l'achiv shem, to establish a name for his brother, and he's not fit for this. Abai answered, the Pasuk states, Yavama yavo aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies kodu, whatever his age is. Rav explains why the Pasuk is not needed to teach this. So once again, the Yavam left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana, and a bigger one with an adult Yavama taking her Yavam Katan out for the day. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldfein Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.